Welcome to the Journeys in Business podcast. I'm Jess, owner of Jess Creatives. This podcast is here to inspire and empower you as I talk with other entrepreneurs about their journey in business. Let's get into the show.
Hey, Navika. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, Jess. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Yeah. So to kick us off, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us about your business?
So my name is Navika. I'm a business strategist for digital entrepreneurs. I help digital entrepreneurs with the big picture strategy of their business, and then I create detailed marketing plans for them to get the word out, get in front of the right people, and take those people, so that audience that they've built, from interested to sold. A lot of my best clients are in a big transition in their business. So they've been in business in a while, they've made some money, and now it's really time to scale up, and they're trying to figure out how to do that. So a lot of the time that means going back to the basics. So they need to reevaluate who their ideal client is going to be as they scale up, figure out their new revenue streams, or make their old revenue streams better so that they can scale up with them, and then create the marketing plan that's going to really take them to the next level by getting them in front of more people, more of the right people, and taking their audience on a journey to get them from interested to sold.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And I think it's cool that you, when you were talking about all the things that you do, because like I know what you do, but that you touched on sometimes when you are kind of like pivoting or like changing your business, like you go back to the basics and like kind of just reevaluate everything. Because that's really important for us to do as business owners, even just like every year or every, you know, like not just like, oh, like I'm going to make these big changes in my business, so let's reevaluate. Like I've been. And I've been doing that the last few months, and I feel like I haven't ever really like sat down and like looked at all of my offers, my services, like my clients. Like it's something I'm obviously like, I'm aware of what I have, but when I like write it out on paper and like look at everything, I was like, wait, why did I do that?
One of the biggest things that I find with my clients is that they don't make the time to do the work that they do with me themselves. They like have to hire me so that we can get it done and actually do it together, because otherwise they'll just never do it. And even if it's like you consciously know I should be doing this, and you consciously even know probably how to do it the same way that I do it with my clients, you just won't have that like extra set of eyes. We just don't do it. So you like need to hire someone if that's the case. Like if you need someone to force you to sit down and do it, you have to have someone sit with you and do it just so that you can reevaluate everything. And you're right. Even if you're not like in a major transition of how can I really change things, every year you should reevaluate who have my best clients been this year, what actually did sell well this year. So I really noticed that with all of my clients, that they don't make the time for it. So they have to hire me because it'll just never get done. And it's like, it needs to get done for you to the next level, or just continue on with what you're doing and to get better at it.
Yeah, exactly. So what is your favorite part about doing this type of work with your clients?
I would say like the actual physical work, what's my favorite part is probably the marketing. So coming up with marketing and launch plans. So I kind of think I think of marketing a little bit different than some people. So I have like my regular marketing plans and then like specific launch plans. So some clients come to me and they need a launch plan for like a specific conference or product or program or a membership site. And then other people just don't know what they're doing with their marketing, and they need a marketing plan for like their entire entire year. Yeah. So I like to think of like having marketing as, so even if you have services, I still think you can launch services. So a lot of people don't think that way, and I still think you can do that. So like that's one of the things that I do with my clients, and I call them brand awareness, product awareness campaigns, sorry. So for most of the year, you'll be doing your regular content. So that's like your blogging, podcasting, YouTube videos, Instagram, social media, whatever your regular content is, you want to have one that you own. So like your blogging or your podcasting, and then have the social media to push it out. So that's your regular that's your regular marketing, and that's usually brand awareness. So brand awareness is just getting people to know who you are and what you do and getting them interested in you, getting them to know, like, and trust you. And then we have product awareness. So product awareness is getting people to know what your product is, understand why they need it, and know why they're going to buy it, right? So a lot of times with service-based businesses, like I just have services too, and a lot of times with service-based businesses, we don't tell people that they can buy our products. Like, we forget to tell people that they not a product, it's a service, but we forget to tell people that they can hire us, right?
Yeah.
But like, if you have a product, you like have a huge launch for it, so like everybody's aware of the fact that they can buy it. So with my clients, I make sure that we have product awareness campaigns, let's say like 3 or 4 times, minimum 4 times a year, right? So we'll have these big campaigns and we'll treat them like launches, how you would launch a product, but it would be for your service. So it'll be like a really big promotion of, and promotion not meaning it's going on sale, just of like, I'm doing way more marketing right now than usual.
Yeah.
So like you'll have a 3-part video series or a challenge, just bringing so much attention to you. And then at the end of that, you would pitch your product just like you would, or your service rather, just like you would in a launch. So that's like how I create my marketing plans for my clients. I make sure that they have their brand awareness down, where they're having that continuous marketing of getting in front of their content marketing and getting in front of their people. But then the biggest difference is that they have to have product awareness campaigns in their marketing plan to get their services, or products. My clients do have courses and conferences and programs and things like that in front of people in this type of launch mode.
Yeah.
So, I think that is my favorite thing to do for people.
That sounds super fun and a lot of work. But
it is fun.
So for people like me who are service-based people, you said 3 to 4 times a year they should have these product awareness campaigns. So is that like, would your clients always create new service or products, or is it like I would just spend like my first campaign might be an already existing service, or is it like a mix of both? Like,
no, I wouldn't create, you don't have to create anything new at all. Like, you're a graphic designer, web designer, that's what you're going to be and that's what you're going to do, right? So it's just at different times of the year, you want to get people to notice you way more than usual. So like, let's say, I'm not exactly sure how much you do, but I know you blog often and now you podcast often, right? Yes. So when you go into your campaign mode, so for you, let's say you want to have a 5-day you probably wouldn't do this, but I'm just gonna say you would have a 5-day make your own logo challenge or something like that, right? So in 5 days, you're gonna teach people how to create their own logo. You email your list and tell them, I'm gonna have this 5-day challenge. You share it on social media, I'm gonna have this 5-day challenge. You're telling everybody you're gonna have this 5-day challenge. You have the 5-day challenge, and then on the 5th day, like when they've completed whatever they're gonna complete or whatever, let's say you have a webinar. And on the webinar, you pitch them, like, now you've created, you either have created or you haven't created your logo. You see how much work goes into a logo. If this wasn't something you were able to do by yourself, or if you want me to do all of your branding for you, that's not the logo. I can do that. Hire me for blah, blah, blah. So you would take the service that you already have, but you're just going to bring it to the forefront of, like, actually pitching it, because we really don't. Like, I don't know anybody who like actively is like telling people, you can hire me, you can hire me. And you shouldn't do it all the time, right? Like 80-20 rule.
Yeah.
Give and take that 20% of the time, or pitch that 20% of the time. But those campaigns are just like set as, so if you're thinking again, like if we, a lot of us digital entrepreneurs think about like product launches. So if somebody has 4 courses and they're doing 4 launches a year, you know, they're having that launch to sell the course, right?
Mm-hmm.
So service-based entrepreneurs, we need to have a certain periods of times where we are actively like selling and pushing our work. So you would get your community together to come enjoy this 5-day challenge with you. Everybody's engaged. Everybody knows like something's happening and that they're participating in this together. And then you lead them to, well, this is why I did this. I wanted to make you aware of, you don't say this is the only reason I did this. Also do it to like list builds. To really show people that you know what you're doing. So like authority building also. So list building, authority building will play a huge part in these campaigns, but also the point is to pitch your services at the end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's amazing. Like, and I know you are so right when you say we as entrepreneurs are really bad about pitching our services. Like, I have a 5-day email challenge that kind of just is constant. I don't think I actually pitch anything in it. Like, I have like a little like, oh, like here's an ebook unrelated to like whatever. But at the end, like, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm like making a mental note. I'm like making a mental note, like, I know what I'm working on this afternoon.
So make sure there is a pitch, because like you're nurturing them.
Yeah.
And you're teaching them, you're providing value. So then you need, now that they know you and they like you and they trust you after they've gone through that challenge, they probably do want to buy from you, but you're just not telling them that they can buy for you. So yeah, definitely switch that up a bit and make sure you're telling them that they can buy from you.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely like no one truly loves pitching, but I think I've gotten better, but it's still hard. Like, I know some of my friends, they're like, I don't ever see them tweet or post about their own services or anything. And it's just like, you have to remind people that what you do. Like, I still have people that are like, oh, like you can do a logo. Like, I'll be like working on their website and I'm like, hey.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like I'll be working on like, or getting ready to work on their website. And I'm like, okay, so I have this and this, I need your logo files. I don't actually have a logo. Can you do that? Or do I need to find another
design? Oh my goodness.
How did you? Okay, first of all, you went to my website and then I sent you my welcome packet that has all my services. Like, I even probably told you in those emails that I could also do a logo. Like, I'm like, how did you miss the fact that I do logos?
People really aren't aware. Like, no. They really aren't. And we need to like continuously educate them on what we can do and tell them what we can do. So that's like huge. People really, it's that one, they're not aware.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a million things going on.
Yes.
Like everybody has so much going on. They're not really paying attention. I have most of my clients come to me directly from referrals. So most of them, like sometimes they haven't even gone to my website at all. So they know nothing because they're just like trusting my past clients.
Yeah.
Which is amazing, right? Like that's, how awesome is that? But like they really know nothing. And I've like made that mistake a few times where like because they're coming to me and they're like trusting me and like are ready to go and like spend the money and sign the contract, I didn't do a good job of like telling them, actually, this is what I do. Like maybe there was a miscommunication with like somebody else or something like that. So yeah, we need to continue to tell people what we can do, one, and then tell them that we can help them and serve them. And also to that note with like, with what you were saying about like feeling weird about pitching, like if we really know that, like for you example, like you know you're a professional designer, you know your logo is going to look way better than like what they're going to get anywhere else, for instance, I feel like it's our job to tell them that we can help them. Like I can make your life easier, just like come to me and let me
like come here. To me.
Yes, it'll be so much better if you just let me help you do this, and then you can go off and do all these other amazing things. So I know it feels weird, but I also feel like it's on duty to us to like make sure they know I can help you, just let me do this for you and your life will be better, easier, you'll make more money, all the other things that come with our services.
Yeah, I love that. So what is your big why behind what you do in your business?
My big why. So I spoke at Inspired Retreat recently, and at the retreat, they asked you to like write what your why is like on a sign and hold it up and take a picture with it. And I think what I wrote was, to remember, or what you would, I think it actually is what you would say to yourself if you first started. But I also think that this is like my why too, is my dreams matter, but so do theirs. So it's like to remember that I want to make my dreams come true, but as a business strategist, like I want to help other people's dreams come true. So I definitely think that's like my big why, is helping people make their dreams come true, because if all they need, I'm like really good at creating plans. So it's really easy for me to say, okay, this is your problem. We're going to do A, B, C, D to get to the solution. And I give you that roadmap and you go and you execute the roadmap. And now you like see the clear picture. So that's what I mean by like big picture business strategy is that I can see it. I can see it like how most people, like how creatives can't see it. I can really see the logical way of getting from A to Z.
Yeah.
And because that's like my skill, I feel like I owe it to myself and to others to help them by giving them that plan so that they can make their business better, which will entail make their life better, right? So mm-hmm. I do think that that's my big why, is that I owe it to myself. And one of the things I like, I don't say this like out loud often, but I was talking to one of my friends about it. She's a brand story coach and like helped me discover this for myself, is that I feel like I owe it to myself and to other people who like my dad, for instance, he died young. I feel like I owe it to people who didn't have the chance to achieve their dreams, that like we've been given this amazing life and have the opportunity to build awesome businesses on the internet. So mm-hmm. like, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Have these lives, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like I owe it to myself, to the people that I can potentially serve, and to the people who never had a chance to like live that dream out, to live this out and like see it all the way. So it's kind of a long answer, but that's
no, that's awesome. Like you and I have similar whys, because I also, whenever I launched my business full time, like at that point it was like, yes, I love design and like this is just what I want to do, which is still true. But then like those first several months, first year, I realized like I love what I do and I love my business, and like realizing that just, you know, giving someone or creating someone a logo or a website can be like their kind of launch pad for launching their business. And it like that literally just gave me goosebumps thinking about like, it, to me, I'm like, sometimes I'm like, it's another website, another logo. But I'm like, this could be their launch pad. Like this could really start their business. Like I want them to be able to experience what I get to experience.
Yeah.
You know, especially when I'm helping those who aren't full time yet, or if they're just starting or, you know, whatever. And I'm like, maybe with this new website, you could really launch your business. And in the next year, or even just a few months, then you would be able to go full time and work for yourself. And it's like, it's cool that, you know, those kind of tangible things that I create, they're still digital, but
Yeah. Some
things can help launch their business, which is really cool. And it's like, they get
to which is going to change the trajectory of their life. Yeah. Like, yeah,
it's crazy. Like, you know, I think it took me a while to realize, because I was like, I don't understand. Like, I'm just designing. Like, I don't understand. I just design and that's all I do. Like, I didn't feel like I mean, I still felt like I had a good purpose and a good direction, but I was like, I don't know my big why. Like, because I like it.
Yeah. No, it definitely takes time to figure out. I did not figure that out either. Like I said, my friend, if you want to look her up, her name is Kelly Elizabeth Scott. I think that's her website, kellyelizabethscott.com. She's a story coach and she really helped me figure, I don't know, her crazy questions like mm-hmm. led me down this path of like figuring that out. And I was like, whoa,
yeah.
Like that is why I'm doing this, to help other people get to where they want to get to. So it does take work. You're not going to, for anybody who's just starting, you're probably not going to figure it out. And you might just be starting. I also want to make a note. A lot of people don't say this, and this was definitely my why in the beginning, was the freedom, right? Like that's the only reason I left my job, was because I wanted to create a life of freedom. And I feel like people don't think that's a good enough reason. And that used to make me feel like really insecure and bad, that I like didn't have this amazing, amazing why. And that it was just like, I want to make more money and I want freedom. Like I don't want to drive 2 hours. I was driving to work every day
and
do the same thing. Like, so like for anybody listening, that is okay. Like it's okay for your why to be money and security and freedom. That's mm-hmm. fine. But I don't think that lasts forever. And after you like find that like financial place where things are okay, and maybe even before that, you'll find that even though you don't have like the money, because like obviously I still want to make more money, so I'm not where I want to be yet money wise, but that's just not really the reason anymore. So keep that in mind for anyone listening. No. Nobody would say that. And I used to feel like so bad that nobody was saying that, but that was totally my reason for leaving and starting a business.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. Cause I mean, freedom and like having my own schedule and like, that was a big, you know, like advantage for me. And like, especially my first year when, after I lost my mom, like having the freedom to like, I'm having a bad day and I'm just going to go sit on the couch.
Amen. Yeah.
Eat some ice cream, like watch Gilmore Girls, you know, or like that year I had to fly home a lot to see my family for different stuff and like take care of my dad after knee surgery and like all this stuff. And it was like that year, like the, I really saw how the freedom that I wanted, it was like, this is definitely like, I have the freedom to do this.
Yeah.
If I had a day job, I would not.
You probably would have got fired.
I would have run out of vacation days real fast.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. So yeah, freedom is definitely a really nice part of being our own boss.
It is. And it's okay for that to be the only reason why you're doing it.
Yeah. So if you could tell yourself something, like sit down with yourself on your first day, your first week, and tell yourself something, what would you tell yourself?
I could tell myself something. Well, from like a business standpoint, it would have been to start saving money way earlier than I started saving money. Like the second I knew that this is something I wanted to do, I wish I would have started saving once it got later and it was like getting closer. I wish I was saving that much from the beginning, because then I ended up leaving way sooner than I, because like in my mind, I'm like, oh, it's going to take like 3 years to go full time. I have time. And then my job got old real quick.
One. Yeah.
And two, things started happening way faster than I ever thought they could happen. And they were really taking off. And I knew if I didn't leave, I was going to miss a lot of opportunities. So from that perspective, it's definitely to start saving money. But on another note, I'm still like really learning right now, because I'll make my first full year full time in February. So like, I'm still really new and I'm still not doing this well, but I really need to take care of myself. Like,
oh my gosh.
I am like, I grew up as an athlete. I don't know what it would take for me to gain weight. So it's not like a weight thing, but it's just like, I'm not working out. I don't like make time for myself in the morning to like meditate or like anything like that. So I've just been so consumed by the business for the last, it hasn't been a year yet, but almost a year.
Yeah.
10 months, that I've like forgotten what it is to take care of myself. So like, I still need to figure that out. But I would have told myself that like months ago, like, figure this out now.
Yes. It's really hard. Cause
it is.
It, you know, like you said, you get like sucked into the business. And so it's like, for me, it's a really big struggle. Like when cause I get up and work out first thing in the morning, cause I know if I don't, then I won't work out.
Yeah.
But like, I'm at the gym and I'm thinking about like, okay, so I need to email and I need to do this. And like, and it's so hard. And like, I'm like, I wish I could just turn my brain off sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there are times that I somehow turn off my brain, but it's hard to like find that balance. And then, you know, I'm always like, drink more water and I need to like not sit in my desk for 6 straight hours.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I stand up and I'm like, yep, I should have taken a break earlier. But yeah, it's hard.
I'm still definitely learning that and need to get better at it and probably need to build accountability around it. But I would definitely say that, like, if like looking back at my year, that's one thing I really screwed up, is like taking care of myself. So going forward, I definitely need to figure that out. And then the other thing would be start saving money as soon as you can.
Yeah. Is there anything other than those two things that you wish you had done differently since you started your business?
Yeah. So I started a mastermind about like 3 months ago. Yeah. Like at the beginning of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And because like everybody was talking about like how amazing they were and that they're like, there's just like magic with masterminds. And really it was because Heather Crabtree was like posting pictures of like on a retreat with her mastermind. And I was like, all these women and like this group of hers are like so successful. Like, how does this happen?
Yeah.
So I started one, and I like should have done that way sooner. Cause it's just like, you find my, I was telling one of my friends who doesn't know anything about online business. I was trying to like explain what it is to her. And she was like, oh, so it's like a support group.
That's exactly what it is.
And I was like, actually, yeah. Like, it's like, I felt so alone for so long in the beginning of my business, and just really was like, I'm the only one who has no clue what the hell I'm doing. Like, yeah. I really am just like totally winging this thing. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm making all these mistakes. I'm not growing fast enough. Like, all these self doubts and things like that. And like, and then wondering if you're making the right decision. So like, is this even a good idea? Should I be doing this? And that like, that takes a hit on your confidence, on everything. Like, it just sucks to feel like you're like so alone. So I created it for that reason, because I didn't want to feel alone anymore, but also because I wanted people really pushing me to get better. And I found that now that I have like surrounded myself by people who are, I would say they're way more amazing than I am and smarter than I am, and just really have all their, I wouldn't say we have all our things together, because we obviously don't. That's why it's so amazing. Cause we can do that. But they're working really hard and like pushing themselves. And just like in the last 3 months, like the things that I thought were going to take me years and years, they're doing them like right now. And I'm like, if they're doing those things right now, I think I can do this. So I think I can do those things right now too. So they're just like really opening my eyes to what is possible and to like step out of my comfort zone. So I'm really thankful for starting that mastermind group, and like my main tip would be to literally put people who are smarter than you in the group, so that everybody's like pushing each other up. I'm very thankful for that, and I'm sad that it took me this long to create it, because that was a hard couple months alone.
Yeah. How did you, because I've been in a few masterminds, and I'm still in one right now, and like you said, they're amazing, like support group and helping push everybody up and collaborating and all that. How did you find your mastermind or form it?
So many people ask me this question. I need to make a video on it, because I always get compliments on like how awesome our group is. But so basically I think I took a different approach than a lot of people usually do. So with my like business brain, I was like, okay, who do I want? I was like, the people I want around me are people who are, we're all going to be able to refer clients to each other.
Yes.
So I wanted us all to be, didn't want anybody who was competing against each other. And I wanted industries that were all complement to mine, which in turn would be all complement to each other.
Right.
So I'm a business strategist. So what are complementing industries to me? So I would say, like, to anyone listening, to think of what are complementing industries to you. So as a business strategist, I have to refer people to somebody who does brand and design work, to a copywriter, to a financial person, to what else? A VA. We have VA in our group, a brand photographer, and a social media person. So like those are all people that I have to refer out anyways. And then so I can refer them, and they can all refer me, and they can all refer each other. Oh, and there is a leadership coach. So like everything is like,
everything's covered.
Every single part of the business to be covered, so that we all like can help each other where we downfall.
Yeah.
So I really wanted that figured out. So I literally just started. Some people I knew off the bat, like I already knew the brand designer, I already knew the VA. Those were the only two I knew. The other people I don't think we've ever had a conversation until I interviewed them to be in it, and they didn't know I was interviewing them. So I basically just like went in Facebook groups, went on Instagram. It really was, I think, in Facebook groups where I would type, like, if I was looking for a copywriter, I just typed in the Savvy Business Owner Facebook group, I just typed in copywriter into the search bar at the top of the Facebook group and saw what came up, saw a few examples, and found, so then I went to their websites, and I'm like really particular and have really high standards. So like I wanted people who were doing good work, had good testimonials. Yeah. And also I would really recommend to get people at the same stage of life. Yes. As well. So all of us are basically in our mid to late 20s. None of us have kids. We've all been in business for like between 1 and 3 years. Mm-hmm. So we're really all at the same place, and we're all growing, I would say pretty fast as compared to maybe some other people that I would look at and see. So I think we're all like kind of really building a name for ourselves in our respective industries. So I really wanted people who were like pushing to get to the next level at the same stage of life as me, and we're all in complementing industries. And then once I like found all those people like through the Facebook group, I emailed them and said, hey, I've looked around at your site. I really like your stuff. Do you want to hop on a coffee chat? And we got on Skype or got on the phone and like spoke for 30 minutes. And then if I liked them and got a good vibe, and I did from everybody, like if I didn't, I wouldn't have asked them to be the match. Everybody I did. Then I would like tell them at the end, hey, I have this idea. Do you want to do this thing with me? These are the people that are going to be in it. And blah, blah, blah. And like, none of them had any clue that was coming. They were all like, what? But we had such a good conversation that they said, yeah. So definitely look at who you're inviting into it, go out and look for it, and make it official. They were all really happy because I like made a PDF of like the rules. That was like, nice. If you can be involved in it, you have to show up to every meeting. If you miss more than 2 meetings a month, you can be kicked out. And I made them sign a confidentiality agreement. So like everything we talk about in the group is confidential or non-compete, I think. So like if we bring up ideas, somebody in the group can't steal it and take the idea or whatever.
That's so smart.
Yeah. So I made it like, I'm like very, like,
I love that. That is, I've never thought of doing like the non-compete and the,
I just want everybody to feel safe. Yeah. I just really wanted people to feel safe, and it's been going great. We get on Google Hangouts once a week, every single week, and everybody has their own like hot seat week, and then in between we go on Slack and Facebook groups, and we have a group text if we're ever like in crisis mode. You can reach out and find some sanity.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been loving it. And I think everybody should do something like that and be strategic about it. Because yes. I was really strategic about how I wanted mine. So I definitely recommend doing that also, because I think it hasn't just been beneficial for me for it to be strategic. It's been beneficial for every single person in the group for it to be built how it was built.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's super. I'm like you. I, in the current mastermind that I'm in, we're all in different industries. And like you said, we looked for people, like I didn't set it up, but they looked for people who were in similar like stages of business, different industries. But we also looked for people, like, I remember they said, like, we want like ambitious, very ambitious, like driven people. Cause I've been in masterminds with people who are like, yeah, like 6 months later, I still don't have my ebook done.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And I mean, you know, things happen, but it's like we wanted people who kind of perform the same way, or like kind of.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah.
But
you don't want to stay stagnant. You want people who are going to, that's like what I said, like they're doing such amazing things. And I'm like, whoa, can I do that too? Like maybe I can. And I was just like thinking too small.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really beneficial to be with people who are doing big things.
Yeah. I've always loved being a part of masterminds. Like they just, like you said, it's so many like ideas, and like I've collaborated, like there's always collaboration between the group. Like, so it's super fun. I definitely recommend masterminds for anybody. Like even if you're just starting, especially if you're just starting, because then you have people to help really like get you started, and like not just kind of, because like when you're starting, especially, I feel like it's a little bit overwhelming and scary. And I think having a mastermind, if I'd had a mastermind when I first started, I think that would have helped me kind of not be overwhelmed and kind of get started faster, I guess, or.
Yeah, it definitely pushes you to do things faster than you would. And it just gives you that, like, again, security and support that you're not alone. Like I really needed that in the beginning. I didn't have it. So like, even if you have these big Facebook groups, that's cool. But like really having a support group, like those five people that you can call on any time of day for anything, and just to let them know, like, remind me I'm not crazy.
Please, somebody tell me I'm not crazy.
Yeah, it's really important and could be super helpful.
Yeah. So what are you working on for 2017?
Well, I'm actually trying to plan that out right now. I have, I don't know if you know Tara Gentile.
Yes.
So she trained me to be a business strategist, and she's also like my mentor and coach. And she has like a private planning day for all her strategists that she trains. Nice. So I signed up for that yesterday, and that's going to be next week, I think. So I'll be really planning out 2016 with her. But I think I want to start having like workshops. Like online workshops. So I've only been working one-on-one with people, and that's been amazing, but I really want to start helping more people who maybe can't afford my prices, and start having some online workshops about the same things I teach one-on-one, but having us in a small group figure out different parts of your business in one day or in a few hours, figure out that one part of your business that you can move forward. So hopefully that's on the horizon. I still got to map out what that looks like. So that'd be pretty awesome to do.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So where can we connect with you online and hopefully hear about these potential workshops?
So my website is my name, nevikavasquez.com, and I'll be hanging out on I'm working on a rebrand right now. So hopefully in the new year, I will have a new awesome website. And I am going to be on Instagram a lot more than I have been lately also. So Instagram would probably be the best place to find me. And that's also my name, Nevika Vasquez.
Awesome.
It's always so weird when it's just your name. I'm Nevika from Nevika Vasquez.
Yeah, but it makes it also easy to remember instead of what is it, sweet? What is it, sassy something?
Oh, that's so funny.
But thank you so much for chatting with me today. This was really awesome.
Oh, thank you for having me. I hope that it's helpful, and I can't wait to listen to all the other interviews you have coming up. I want to tell you that you're doing such a good job. The people that you're showcasing, I don't hear for them or see them anywhere else, really. So you're really shining light on creatives or professionals in our online world who haven't really had a voice anywhere other than their blog. And I think that has been so interesting. So thank you for giving them a voice.
Yes, that's the whole reason I wanted to do it.
If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. You can also watch these interviews on my YouTube channel if that's more your style. I'd love to connect with you on social media @JessCreatives or on my website, JessCreatives.com.